content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We'll begin with this one, In Focus, Rose Fragrances, Spritz Your Way to Instant Happiness. Stop and smell the roses, literally. Rose perfumes are everywhere, and for good reason. The timeless floral scent has been shown to lift a blue mood and ease stress after just a few sniffs. And with Mother's Day around the corner, a rosy fragrance makes the perfect feel-good gift for yourself or any mom in your life. For an affordable option, try Finery Rosalina Eau de Parfum. Fancy French name, but it's available at Target and Target.com. From First for Women, Fast Fixes for GI Woes. Outsmart digestive hassles with these easy strategies that deliver relief pronto. So here we go. First, cozy couch time erases indigestion. The days are getting longer and busier, but that doesn't mean you need to give up on the wintertime treat of curling up on the couch and getting lost in a great show or book. In fact, an Indonesian study suggests a relaxing break can quickly soothe an upset stomach, and daily R&R can erase even chronic indigestion. Turns out, the branch of nerves that helps you digest food and absorb nutrients becomes more active as soon as you stretch out and unwind. Next, snacking on kiwi relieves constipation. Whether a busy spring day throws your intestines out of whack or constipation is a year-round bother for you, eating kiwis can get you back on track fast. That's the word from New Zealand scientists who say enjoying two of these sweet tangy fruits daily relieves constipation more quickly and effectively than even fiber supplements can. The reason? Kiwis contain a gentle natural laxative that encourages elimination without cramping, bloating, or other uncomfortable symptoms. Yay, kiwi! A spicy sniff nixes nausea. A bumpy car ride, a hurried meal, taking medicine on an empty stomach, a lot of things can make us queasy and uncomfortable. For speedy relief, take a few slow, deep sniffs of freshly grated ginger, or breathe in the aroma of ginger essential oil if you have it handy. In their research review of 11 studies, researchers in Taiwan discovered that the strong, spicy aroma of ginger quickly calmed the nausea center in the brain, tamping down queasiness in as little as 2 minutes. Next, a garden peek, P-E-E-K, eliminates heartburn. Digging in at your first spring barbecue or indulging in rich seasonal treats can make heartburn flare. Thankfully, strolling through your yard admiring the pretty blooms and budding trees can provide relief in 20 minutes, plus cut your risk of future heartburn flares by as much as 83% if you do it daily. Iowa State research suggests that's because nature strolls induce a deep sense of calm, which encourages stomach emptying. Fennel this way fights gassiness. Next time a bout of gassiness puts a damper on a fun spring day, try munching on fennel seeds or taking a fennel seed capsule. Experts reporting in the Journal of Education and Health Promotion say fennel's active ingredient switches off the enzymes that fuel gas formation, easing symptoms as effectively as anti-gas medications do. A brand to try, Nature's Way Fennel Seed, says it's available at vitacost.com. And curling your toes soothes stomach cramps. Some spring days are sunny and warm, others are chilly and damp, and adapting to ups and downs in weather can disrupt the nerves that keep muscles relaxed, leading to painful GI tract spasms. Fortunately, Egyptian scientists say a trick called progressive muscle relaxation can quickly calm abdominal cramping. To do, inhale slowly while curling your toes, then exhale as you relax them. Repeat with each muscle group working up towards your head. From Good Housekeeping's Ask the Cleaning Lab, the question, do I really have to clean the interior of my grill? Their answer, unfortunately, yes. Ignore it and you risk starting a fire, especially if you grill often. Built-up grease and carbon can ignite when exposed to high heat, so it's important to go beyond cleaning just the grates. Deep clean your grill, following the manufacturer's directions, in the fall before storing it for winter. Or if you grill year-round, tackle it in the spring and the fall. If you have a gas grill, line the small grease tray with foil to make cleaning easier. And three ways to keep your grill glowing. Tackle the grates. A residue-free cooking surface means less sticking and better tasting food. Clean grates when warm as they're heating up or cooling down, and close the lid after cooking. The trapped heat will help char bits of stuck-on food and sauce to allow for easier removal. Choose good tools. Sturdy brushes, hefty pads, moist wipes, and large cloths make cleaning a messy grill a snap. To keep tiny bits of metal from getting into your food, replace brushes with worn bristles or choose brushless options. Long handles will keep hands away from hot grates. And tend to the exterior. While the grates may do the heavy lifting, a shiny exterior makes a grill look its best. We wipe drips and spills from the side tables. Use a stainless steel cleaner or an all-purpose one to remove fingerprints and smudges from the lid and the base, and keep your grill covered when it's not in use. And tested for you, these stars for the grill dissolve grime in no time. Wonder Wipes with Q Swipers all-in-one scrubber, scraper, and wipe. You can just toss the mess when you're done cleaning. It's from the proud grill company, Q-Swiper Grill Set. $17 available on Amazon. And a safe brush. OXO's coiled brush has stainless steel mesh, not bristles, so there's no need to fear having metal bits get into your burgers. OXO's Good Grips Coiled Grill Brush, $40 from OXO.com, O-X-O.com. And a speedy spray. Got 2 minutes? That's all it takes for Parker and Bailey's to zap grease. And it works on a grill's exterior, too. Parker and Bailey's Barbecue Grill Cleaner and Degreaser, $10. Look it up on ParkerBailey.com, P-A-R-K-E-R-B-A-I-L-E-Y. From First for Women, pro tip, what are the best pieces to invest in to give my closet a refresh for spring and summer? Stacy London, their expert, has the answer. A linen set is a must-have for spring and summer. It's effortlessly chic, lightweight, and breathable, perfect for staying cool while still looking put together. Just be sure to choose a linen blend over pure linen, which tends to wrinkle and doesn't travel as well. Whether you go for linen shorts, pants, or a top, these pieces can mix and match with many items in your closet and even work as stylish cover-ups. More warm weather essentials? A classic pair of denim shorts, which are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and a tailored pair of shorts, which are the ultimate day-to-night staple. Think before you click. Smart tips to save you from the most common scams stat. These days, anyone can fall prey to a digital scam. Bravo's Andy Cohen admitted recently that he lost a significant amount of money to a major bank scam, proving that even the tech-savvy are targeted. Scammers today prey on laid-off workers, dating app users, taxpayers, and even create fake vacation listings with AI. We asked cyber theft experts for the most common scammer schemes and how to protect yourself. First, your package is delayed. Got an email about a delayed package? Don't be so quick to click. Hackers use fake tracking links to steal your login or credit card information via malicious websites, says Rachel Toback, CEO of Social Proof Security, which helps people and companies keep their data safe. The goal is for you to upload your information. To stop the scam, if a package is late, just wait or call the company directly using the number on their website. Next, your bank account has been compromised. If you get a message about suspicious bank activity, don't panic. Just delete it. No matter how sophisticated and scary this message may seem, scammers pretend there's fraud to trick you into giving up account information. You'll be asked if you made a purchase at a certain store, so you think there's been fraud, she says. Then they siphon out your account numbers. To stop the scam, only call the number on the back of your card, not one from a text, email, or even Google. Fake numbers are everywhere. Next, you qualify for a job that doesn't exist. Sometimes scammers pose as recruiters, sending legit-looking offers to steal your information, says Eva Velazquez of the Identity Theft Resource Center. To stop the scam, if a job sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Employers only need your contact details and skills up front. That's it. You, quote, owe money to the government? If someone claims to be the IRS, FBI, or police, proceed with caution, even if they say you owe money or face arrest. To stop the scam, if law enforcement is investigating you, they will show up. And if the IRS needs to reach you, they do everything by snail mail, Toback says. And last, you've swiped a scam or a scam QR code. Think that QR code on a parking meter sticker is legit? Some scammers stick fake codes over real ones to steal your payment information. To stop the scam, pay directly in the app with your credit card or mobile wallet instead. You never know who's behind that QR code. In other words, always be on your toes, really. From Good Housekeeping, here are a few. Oh, let me start here. Whether you burn the midnight oil, are an early riser, or are just someone who wants to sleep better, quality rest is everything. It affects your mood, your focus, even your skin. Yes, beauty sleep is real. So we've done the research, and here are a few favorite sleep ahas from the Good Housekeeping experts. There's five. One, invest in the right bedding. Your pillow, mattress, and sheets matter more than you think. Two, keep your bedroom cool and dark. The ideal sleep temperature is around 65 degrees. Blackout curtains are your best friend. Three, try white noise. A fan, a sound machine, or even a sleep app can help drown out distractions. Four, limit late night snacks. Eating a heavy meal before bed can make it harder to fall asleep. And five, try not to stress about sleep. Don't just lie there worrying. Get up and do something relaxing until you feel drowsy. From First for Women, three true and uplifting tales. These are reader stories that were submitted. First, the power of love. Miles don't matter. After I moved to New York for a new job, my first Mother's Day away from my sweet mom was difficult. I had always enjoyed spending the day with her. We'd go to dinner and talk for hours. She somehow always knew what was on my mind. Now, with hundreds of miles between us, it felt like that close connection was lost. So when Mother's Day grew near, I found a card from her in my mailbox. I'd sent her one as well, with a giant heart with outstretched arms on the front that read, "I'm not there to hug you, but in my heart, I'm squeezing you tight." I swallowed a lump of sadness as I slid her card out of the envelope, and I had to laugh out loud. It was the exact same card, with the big heart and open arms. I realized that we may be miles apart, but our connection is still as strong as ever. She still knows things only a mother could and always will, no matter what. And that was Roxanne Lawford of New York, New York. Next, a story of unexpected grace and special delivery. When a package was delivered to me on Mother's Day, I was confused. I'd already celebrated with my grown daughter the day before. Wrong address, I grumbled, and reluctantly slid on my shoes to walk it down the street. When I rang the bell, I heard a woman cry out in pain. Worried, I opened the door to see her on the couch, very pregnant and in heavy labor. My husband is on the way. I called 911, but the baby is coming now, she panted. As a retired midwife, I jumped into action and quickly realized the ambulance wasn't going to make it in time. So I delivered her beautiful baby boy right then and there. I'll be forever grateful you came when you did, she said. Happy Mother's Day, I said, amazed at the divine male mix-up. And that was Deborah Higgins, 56, of Franklin, Tennessee. As you can tell, this is a Mother's Day theme here. And the last one, signs, a heavenly comfort. I wish your mommy were here too, little ones, I sighed in frustration to the four crying orphaned newborn pups I was fostering. After bringing them home from the animal shelter where I worked, nothing seemed to comfort them. All I could think about was Dottie, my Dalmatian, who passed away 2 months earlier. She was a born nurturer and had helped me care for several fosters. She'd always nuzzle, cuddle, and calm them. What I wouldn't give for your pup with the, for your help with these poor puppies, sweet girl, my spirit cried out to her. Suddenly, a luminous ray of light hit her doggy basket filled with her toys. I was stunned. It clearly lit up her Dalmatian stuffed animal. Inspired, I placed the plush in the bin with the whining, restless pups, and instantly they nestled up against it and happily fell asleep. Thank you, Dottie, I whispered, as happy tears flowed. And that was Jane Chesterfield of Ashland, Ohio. Some strategies to improve brain power. First, midday sun prevents brain shrinkage. You don't need to take pricey supplements or overhaul your diet to keep your brain young and sharp. Soak up a little sunshine midday when spring's UV rays are at their peak. That'll do it. So say researchers in the journal BMC Medicine, who found that increasing sun exposure prevented brain shrinkage and protected against memory-robbing ills like dementia. The reason? Sun exposure increases your skin's production of vitamin D, a key brain-nourishing ingredient. Next, a mini escape stops senior moments. Great news if you love curling up in a quiet spot and getting lost in a book. Taiwan investigators have found that taking daily reading breaks halves your risk of forgetfulness and age-related memory loss, plus helps you stay clear-headed and sharp well into your 80s and beyond. The reason? Reading stimulates the release of BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, a powerful anti-aging compound in the brain. The scent of rose speeds thinking. Now, we already talked about roses once. Breathing in rose oil heightens electrical activity in the brain, quickly restoring your ability to think on your feet and make smart decisions, experts say. More good news, a study conducted in Japan reveals that smelling rose oil throughout the day produces an even bigger mental boost, since it speeds the growth of brain neurons that help you think clearly. To get the brain-boosting benefits, mix 6 drops of rose oil into 1 tablespoon of lotion and apply to your neck and shoulders twice daily. Moving to music revs recall. If you keep forgetting where you left your keys, what you meant to add to the grocery list, or why you just walked into the kitchen, spending a few minutes each day dancing to upbeat tunes could sharpen your recall in 5 days. Chinese scientists explain that moving to music stimulates the hippocampus, the brain region that helps you retain memories, thoughts, and facts, then retrieve them at a moment's notice. And a crunchy snack maximizes memory. Nibbling on a handful of trail mix is a great way to tamp down between meal hunger pangs. And enjoying this snack every day could halt and even reverse brain aging, giving you the razor-sharp memory of someone 5 years younger, report researchers in the journal Frontiers in Aging Neuroscience. Experts explain that plant compounds found in nuts and dried fruit keep the brain's memory center well nourished and energized. Some ideas for a Mother's Day brunch from First for Women. First, over the rainbow fruit salad. Active and total time are both 20 minutes, and this serves 6. We need 1.5 cups plain Greek yogurt, 6 tablespoons honey, 1 teaspoon grated lime zest, 3 kiwi fruits peeled, 2 pears peeled and cored, 2 small oranges, 1/2 cup of blackberries, 2/3 of a cup of blueberries, 1 cup of drained canned pineapple tidbits, 6 large strawberries hulled and sliced, 1.25 cups of raspberries, and grated nutmeg. In a bowl, mix yogurt, 3 tablespoons of honey, and the zest. In a small bowl, mix juice with remaining honey. Quarter the kiwi lengthwise, thinly slice crosswise. Quarter the pears lengthwise, thinly slice crosswise. Cut rind and pith from oranges, cut between membranes to release segments. In a large trifle dish, layer blackberries and blueberries, strawberries and raspberries. Spoon honey mixture over, top with yogurt mixture, sprinkle with nutmeg. I think I might have missed some, did I? Orange, pineapple, I think I got them all. I guess I did get them all. Okay. Avocado toast, active and total time, 15 minutes, and this serves 4. Set out the assorted toppings along with toast and let everyone help themselves is their little quirk here. We need 1 lemon, 2 avocados, pitted and peeled, 1/4 cup mayonnaise, 4 slices rustic whole wheat bread toasted, 3 radishes thinly sliced, 2 hard-cooked eggs sliced, 1 tablespoon raw pepitas, pumpkin seeds, 1/2 teaspoon celery seed, assorted toppings, arugula, crumbled feta cheese, chopped chives, and quartered cherry tomatoes. Grate 1/2 teaspoon zest and squeeze 2 teaspoons juice from the lemon into a bowl. Add 1.5 avocados, the mayonnaise, and 1/4 teaspoon salt, and mash. Slice the remaining avocado half. Dividing evenly, spread the mashed avocado mixture over the toast. Top with radishes, sliced avocado, eggs, and pepitos. Sprinkle with celery seed. Add toppings as desired. Asparagus quiche with goat cheese. Active time is 20 minutes, total time 50 on this one, and it serves 4. We need 1 sheet frozen puff pastry dough from a bigger package, thawed, 1 tablespoon oil, 2 leeks, white and light green parts only, halved, cleaned, and sliced, 6 eggs, 4 ounces goat cheese, crumbled, 1/2 cup of half and half, and 8 ounces of asparagus, steamed and cut in half. Heat oven to 400, coat a 9-inch ceramic pie dish with cooking spray. On a lightly floured surface, roll the dough into a 10-inch square, transfer to dish. Pleat corners as needed to make the dough sheet round with edge that comes up the side and over the lip of the dish. With the fork, prick the bottom. Bake until golden, about 15 minutes. Meanwhile, in a 10-inch skillet, heat oil over medium. Add leeks and cook, stirring often until softened, 5 to 7 minutes. Let cool slightly. In a bowl, whisk together eggs, 1/2 of the goat cheese, leeks, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Pour into the crust. Arrange asparagus as desired over the filling. Reduce oven temperature to 375. Bake the quiche until a knife inserted into the center comes out clean, sprinkling remaining goat cheese on top during the last 5 minutes of cooking time, about 20 minutes. Let cool 10 minutes before slicing and serving. and blueberry spritzers. Now, they're showing these in very tall, skinny glasses. Very pretty. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time, 30, and it serves 6. And they give you two different versions of this. One's a kid-friendly version, which we do first, and then we'll talk about an adults-only version. We need a quarter cup blueberries plus additional, probably for garnish, a quarter cup sugar, 2 sprigs fresh rosemary plus additional, ice cubes, 8 ounces of white cranberry juice, and a 1 liter bottle of seltzer or water. Seltzer will make it fizzy. In a pot, mix a quarter cup blueberries, the sugar, 2 sprigs of rosemary, and a half cup water. Over medium heat, cook until the sugar dissolves and the berries pop. 4 minutes. Transfer to a bowl and cool. Push through a strainer. In an ice-filled cocktail shaker, combine 4 ounces cranberry juice and a half of syrup. Cover. That would be a half ounce, I guess, of syrup. Cover, shake 30 seconds. Strain. No, it's half of the syrup. Here we go. Cover, shake 30 seconds. Strain into 3 ice-filled glasses. Top with the seltzer water. Then repeat that process to make 3 more drinks. Garnish with additional blueberries and rosemary. And they also have a long, tall straw in each one. They look very, very pretty with all of that. For the adults-only version, add 1.5 ounces of citrus vodka to each drink. And step up your energy. A good reason to take the stairs more often. Next time you feel sluggish, skip the caffeine and hit the stairs. That's the word from scientists in the Journal of Physiology and Behavior. They found that going up and down steps at a moderate pace for 10 minutes restored energy more effectively than consuming 50 milligrams of caffeine, which is about the amount in a can of soda. Turns out that quick burst of exercise wakes up the brain to boost alertness. And 30-plus good reasons to head out for a walk. Engaging in moderate physical activity like brisk walking, cycling, or gardening for 20 to 30 minutes daily cuts risk of more than 30 chronic conditions, including heart disease, cancer, arthritis, and obesity. That's the word from a report in the Canadian Medical Association Journal, which also found that people who regularly logged 150 minutes of moderate exercise per week cut their risk of dying prematurely from any cause by 31%. Among the reasons behind the benefits, exercise enhances heart, lung, and blood vessel health, reduces inflammation, and boosts muscle strength. I'm all for anything that's free and helps me live longer. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.